The Corruption Watch NGO says the graft has cost South Africa hundreds of millions and perhaps billions of rands, and worse, perhaps even resulted in deaths. Some firms were supposedly paid for PPE they never delivered. In a country with the world's fifth highest COVID-19 infection rate and a death toll of 9,300 people.
There's a couple of people, myself included, warned the Treasury as far back as May that this was inevitable and that they should take proactive action to stop it. Sadly, Treasury is now taking reactive action, but better late than never.
Jordan Hill Lewis handles finance matters for the chief opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, or DA. At a parliamentary meeting last night, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni said the government would now follow an open tender process for the supply of COVID-related goods and services that would prevent corruption.
It'll certainly be a huge stumbling block in the way of the rapacious hyenas, I think is the words that he used. It won't stop it, because even the open tender processes we know all over government are still abused, but it is much more difficult to abuse it.
Mboweni says he wants all State Departments to publish publicly all details of COVID contracts, the companies they're given to, and their directors. Hill Lewis urges him to deliver on this.
He is empowered to issue a Treasury instruction to that effect, but hasn't done so yet. And I pushed him in the meeting to please give a specific date when he would do so. We haven't got that yet. We'll certainly keep pushing. And I think that transparency will also make a big difference, because then everyone can see exactly who these companies are that are getting each contract.
He's concerned that this isn't happening because powerful and corrupt elements within the ruling party are pressuring the finance minister. Mboweni's spokesperson denies this. The DA and many in civil society say the COVID contracts shouldn't be awarded to ANC-connected firms in the first place.
There is this lack of accountability in the governing party that makes it very unlikely that they will disclose these things.
Hill Lewis says it's very unfortunate that the ANC can't be trusted to legitimately bypass normal and lengthy tender processes during what is a real emergency. It can't be trusted, he comments, because it has so often in the past created false emergencies.
I've seen examples where rubbish collection trucks break down and local governments classify that as an emergency and issue these enormous tenders to hire in contract temporary services. And that is the kind of thing where corruption just runs riot.
Many are also asking why the government simply can't establish a list of credible PPE suppliers and buy from them.
We know that Imperial Logistics offered their warehousing and transport facilities to allow government to buy centrally and store it centrally and then distribute from that central location, and yet that offer was never taken up.
The ANC didn't take it up, says Hill Lewis, because it's in the ruling party's interests to keep the COVID honeypot open by creating a complex web of suppliers that makes it easier for its corrupt members to steal. President Cyril Ramaphosa says all allegations like this will be investigated, and if necessary, ANC members will face criminal charges. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.